Would you turn to John 3 while you're standing, please?
大家还站立的时候，大家打开圣经，打开到约翰福音第三章。
And I'd like to invite the Chinese speakers to read from chapter 3, verse 1 through verse 16.
我们邀请读中文的听会众们读第一节到十六节第三章马太约翰福音第三章。约翰福音第三章。好，有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥，是犹太人的王，这里夜里来见耶稣，说：“拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，就任你成行。”耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”尼哥底母说：“人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？”耶稣说：“我实实在在地告诉你，人若不从水和圣灵生的，就能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。可说你们必须重生，你们不要以为稀奇。可随着意思随，你听见风的响声，却知道风从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。”尼哥底母问他说：“怎么有这事呢？”耶稣回答说：“你是以色列的先生，还不明白这事吗？我实实在在地告诉你们，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们见证。我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信，若说天上的事情，是何能信呢？除了从天上降仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。摩西在旷野怎样举止，人子也同样被举起来，但却信他的不得永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。但他的儿子降世，不是要赎世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他。好，就到这。
Powerful, very good. Let me read the English, and those who want to join me, please do.We just want to read up through verse 16. Brothers and sisters, this is a conversation between two people.
下面读英文。如果会众愿意读英文的话，就跟着 Dick 弟兄一起来念英文。这读到十六节为止，我们这里所读的就是两个人的对话。
Jesus and Nicodemus, a very learned scholar.
是耶稣和尼哥底母，一个很有学问的人。
Just two people, and between them,You have some of the greatest biblical truths ever recorded for all of us to listen into and believe.
是啊，在这就是两个人的对话中记录了最神圣的圣经的话语，就是里面的真理。
Chapter 3, verse 1, if you want to join me, that will be great. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him,Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. so is everyone born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, Are you the teacher of Israel and do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not accept our testimony. If I told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven, but he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whoever believes will in him have eternal life. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, and whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. The greatest gift that God ever gave.
这个是神给的最伟大的礼物。
Please, 请坐。
大家请坐。 后面可以进来。
Brothers and sisters, if you look at the title, there are two words with S's on them. Well, there's two words, first words. Births, two of them, and gifts, many. And that's deliberate. That's not a spelling error from me.
Now, 这个大家看这个标题的话，里有两个字都有结尾，都有英文的S，都是复数，一个是降生生，一个是礼物。大家知道礼物是有很多很多的，这个降生怎么也是有个复数呢？这是不是错误，而是有意为之的。
How many of you are having birthdays this month? May I see your hands?
有12月过生日的吗？
Birthdays this in December. How many are having birthdays?
12月过生日的举手。 Okay.
How many had birthdays in November?
11月过生日的举手。
Oh, and how many of you had birthdays in October?
10月的有很多。
Okay. In our family, four of our six Seattle members have birthdays. Four of us have birthdays in October and November.
我们家里有六个人，六个人在住在西雅图呢，有四个是10月份和11月过生日的。So
by the time the birth of Christ comes in December, we are already in birthday celebration mode.
是啊，等12月到的时候，是差不多圣诞节过生日的时候，我们已经在那里一直是庆祝生日的这个状态中。Now
one birthday tradition that we are developing in our family is on the birthday we usually have Chinese food.
那我们家里呢，是过生日是这样过的。如果是哪天的生日的话，就是我们就吃中餐。We
cook rice at home.
我们在家里煮了米饭。We
order Chinese food on the phone.
我们就打电话去餐馆订那个中国的菜。We
drive 5 minutes to the Chinese restaurant.
我们开车开5分钟就到了那个中餐馆。And
we pick up the bags of hot, fresh Chinese food.
我们就把那个又热又好吃的这又新鲜的中餐就拿回家了。In
the car are my son driving.
在车里呢，我的儿子是开车的。And
the two grandsons in the back seat, 6 and 10.
我们有两个孙子是坐在后座上，一个是6岁，一个是10岁。And
the boys and I, the grandsons, would walk in and get the bags of Chinese food.
Yeah, 然后那个两个孙子呢，就到那个餐馆呢，就把那个中餐拿出来。
We bring the bags back, put the bags between the boys in the back seat.
我们把这个中餐一个袋袋拿出来，放在这个两个男孩子中间。And
we roll the windows up.
我们把这个窗呢就摇上来。And
everybody begins.
每个人都在那里闻着中餐的味道。In
5 minutes, as we drive home, everybody's very hungry.
我们就5分钟，从这餐馆到家里的5分钟，这么开车，我们每个人都说饿了。And
when we get there, nobody's grumbling because everybody has one dish that they really like.
Yeah, 我们在去餐馆订餐的时候，没有一个人在那里嘟囔，因为每个人都能够拿到一个最喜欢的一道菜，真的是非常的好。Good
smelling leads to good Chinese eating.
Yeah, 大家闻了中餐的味道，大家都知道很好闻，大家都喜欢吃。Everybody
is satisfied.
每个人都很满意。Especially
the ones like adults who don't have to cook.
Yeah, 特别是那个做妈妈的，应该平时煮饭的那天就不用煮了。
And after eating,
吃完以后
we start to open some birthday presents.
我们就打开这个生日礼物。
Picture.
看看这个图片、yeah. 他家里图片是这样子的。
Now, recently our two grandsons, Joshua, who is 10,
我们最近的话，我的两个孙子。那个叫大的叫 Joshua 十岁了
，and Caleb who is 6
，Caleb 是小的，他就在六岁
，made birthday cards for me，
在那里做了两个这个生日这个卡贺卡给他
，and the little one Caleb who's 6，
小的六岁 Caleb 的他画了这个做了这个卡片
，he chose purple，
他选了这个紫色做他的。
Because he knows I like purple and gold husky colors.
他知道这个爷爷喜欢这个紫色和金色的，就是那个球队的颜色。
So he says happy birthday, Grandpa.
他写了这样写，这是生日快乐，爷爷。
I hope you have a wonderful birthday.
我希望你能够有一个这么美好的生日。
With love and peace.
因为有着爱和有着平安。
From Caleb.
这个是 Caleb 的写的画的一个。
Now, I will not throw this away.
我不会把这个扔了的。
Now, his older brother, he did too.
他的哥哥呢就画了两个。
So, and then he says, you are the best grandpa in the world. I will not throw this away.
就说你是最世上最好的爷爷，我也不会把这个扔了的。
And he has balloons and all that. And then he found a nice drawing and he has...Some stickers up
yeah.
top, and it's another birthday deal.
Yeah.
He didn't draw this, but he found it.
Yeah, 这个他又发现另外一个很好看的图案，然后它上面又放了一些加在里面的东西。
So there's five balloons.
有五个小气球。
And they're all about the Husky football team.
都是就是 Husky 的那个足球队的那个事情。
Because on certain football game days.They come to our home and we all watch the games together.
因为我们家是这样的，在有时候有足球赛的时候，我们那家里的所有人都到我家里来，一起来看这个球赛。
These are handmade.
这些是手工做的。
You can't buy them in the store.
你在店里是买不到的。
And because you can't, they're very special, as you can imagine.
你知道你这买不到，所以这些是很特殊的，你可以想象。
My grandsons do not have cell phones yet.
我的孙子们还没有cell phone 这个手机。
So when they give me their cards or when they talk to me, they look right at me.
Yeah, 他跟我讲话的时候是直接用眼睛对着我的眼睛说话的。
They don't show me their head.
他不是像有个头低着看手机的时候，用头。
They look right into my eyes.
他们用眼睛直接看着我的眼睛。
That's a birthday gift.
这个就是一个生日的礼物。
That's their heart.
这个是他们的心。
That's their time.
这个是他们的时间，他们花了时间。
That's their energy.
这是他们的花了精力。
That's the gift that I see and I treasure.
这个是我很宝贵的，我看见很宝贵的礼物。
And the little one, Caleb on the left, he likes to help me blow the birthday candles out.
Yeah, 就左边这个小的孙子，他叫 Caleb， 他喜欢帮我这个吹这个生日这个灯蜡烛蜡烛。
He likes to open my presents.
他也喜欢打开我的生日礼物。
He likes to if I let him eat my cake.
他也很喜欢，如果我让他的话，他喜欢吃我的蛋糕。
But these boys have given me, their hearts.
是这两个孩子给我了，把他们的心给了我。
Are there some people in your family who really know how to celebrate birthdays?
你们家里没有人知道怎样好好的来庆祝这个生日吗
？They're really fun to have at a birthday party.
真的是很高兴，如果是有一个生日聚会的话。
And are there some people in your family who are very generous when they give gifts?
你在家里的话，有人是很大方的给你这些生日礼物吗？
Generosity is part of God's character.
这个大方，这个慷慨是神的一个特征，是一个性格的一个特征。
And when God gives people gifts, they are perfect matched with those people because he knows them intimately.
是啊，当神给人礼物的话，他完全的是给人最好的礼物，他知道人需要的是什么。
And if God's gifts are used according to his will,
如果神的给你的礼物能够按照神的旨意在那里被用的话，
God will receive glory and credit for his generosity.
神就为他的慷慨得到了他的应得的荣耀。
Have you noticed as we approach Christmas, we begin to see that Christmas has turned into a major gift-giving season?
大家有没有注意到我们越来越靠近圣诞节，我们的圣诞节就慢慢的变成了一个附送礼物的这么一个节日。
Merchants are earlier and earlier to compete for people's money, especially even before Thanksgiving. You know that, I've seen it.
Yeah, 那些做生意人在甚至在感恩节以前或者是圣诞节的时候每天都在那里竞争相互竞争是怎样把这个节日变成一个做生意的好机会。
Merchants don't necessarily want to celebrate Christ's birthday.
这些做商人的在不一定会在这里庆祝这个耶稣的生日。
They want to take advantage of a fact that they know.
他们要在那里利用这么一个机会因为他们知道。
They know that most people rarely think they have enough.
Yeah, 他们知道每个人他大部分的人都不会相信我有的就已经够了。
Proverbs 27:20 says, Death and destruction are never satisfied.
这个你看这个在箴言27章20节是这样说的。阴间和灭亡永不满足。
And even the human eyes are rarely satisfied.
Yeah, 人的眼目也是永不满足，也是如此。
That's why we're warned in Proverbs 4:23, to above all else guard your heart, because from your heart will come the issues of life.
所以因为这个原因，在箴言四章二十三节，神就给了这样的话语：你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效由心发出。
The human heart is the center treasure chest where God wants to keep himself as the main person in there.
因为大家知道人的心就是这样一个藏宝箱子，神把他自己和最好的礼物就放在这个心里面。
So he wants us to learn to worship him above all else and to treasure him.
所以神让我们所要我们学的就是让我们的心能够完全的敬拜他，然后把所有的最好的东西都归给他。
So it seems that Christ's birth on December 25th is designed often to just make money.
所以大家看见这个12月25号这个圣诞节这个节日的是说是庆祝基督的生日，但实际上他是为了这个赚钱而设的。
And when Christ threw the money changers in John 2:13-16,He threw them out from God's temple.
大家看见这个约翰福音二章十三到十六节这样记载，耶稣把那些换银钱的人赶出了会堂。
He was correcting abuses that had changed God's temple of prayer into a shopping mall.
是啊，他在那里纠正了一个错误，就是他们那些人把神敬拜神的殿变成了一个购物中心。
He was very angry.That God, his father, got shortchanged of worship and prayer.
他真的是非常的生气，因为那些这个神的殿里面没有看见敬拜。
He was very angry at those who loved money more than prayer in God's house.
对啊，他对那些爱金钱比爱神更多的那些做生意的人是非常非常的生气。
So as Christians, we.Can keep a better focus on the true meaning of Christmas, which is the miraculous birth of the Savior of the whole world.
所以我们这些基督徒要把这个圣诞节看作要更注重的事，就是我们的主耶稣基督这样神圣这样的生来拯救了这个世界这个事实。
By celebrating Christ's birth properly.We can remind people that the man on the cross was not Santa Claus.
我们在这里庆祝耶稣的生日，就让我们知道 那个挂在十字架上的人，他不是圣诞人。
And so when we see the cross, as you know, we remember that very good news that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
所以我们在庆祝圣诞节的时候要记得这样一个事情，神耶稣为我们死在十字架上是按照圣经所应许的。
And that he was buried.
好，请等一下，看一下啊，是这样子，是圣经上是这样说的，我当日所领受又传给你们的，就是耶稣照着圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
Okay. And that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
按圣经所说第三天复活了。
And that he appeared to Cephas and then the 12 and to more than 500 brethren.
他并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后一时顿时是显给五百多弟兄看。
And he appeared to all the apostles and finally to Paul.
他显现给所有的使徒看，最后是显给保罗看。
And brothers and sisters, if you are a believer in Christ and have been born again, he has appeared to you.
如果你是基督徒，你是重生得救的，那耶稣基督就是显给了你，也显给了你看。
With all the bad news in the world, this is the best news that God has ever given to people.
在你看世界上这么多的坏消息，但是神给人最好的消息就是这个消息，耶稣。
And so in John 5:24 through 26, Jesus says this, truly, truly, I say to you, anyone who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has eternal life.
所以我们看约翰福音五章二十四到二十六节是这样说，我实实在在的告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的就有永生。
And will not come under judgment and has passed from death into life.
不至于定罪，是已经出死死入生了。
Brothers, here's a true story that I just heard from a mother.
这里有一个真的故事，我是从我母亲那里以前听了的。
During Christmas time, we are reflecting on the fact that God gave us his best gift of his son to forgive our sins.
我们在圣诞节的时候，我们最想到的就是耶稣把他的儿子做最好的礼物给了我们，然后原谅了我们的罪。
So God gives full permission to all people to come to Jesus and to receive the free gift of eternal life in him. Come, Lila, come.
神让我们所有的人都能够到耶稣基督面前来，能够领受这个这个礼物，然后这个礼物就是在就是永生在基督里。
Permission given to every person.
这个是对每个人都是有这个允许的，可以做的。
Recently, his mom said that to me that her three-year-old boy came into her kitchen.
这个妈她说的就是告诉一个做妈的告诉她这故事的，说她的三岁大的儿子到了这个厨房里。
And she looked at him and he was going. Can you translate that?
Yeah, 他好像这个孩子不大会说话。
Yeah,
他在那里咬东西。
And she says, what are you chewing?
这个妈就在那里说，你在那嘴里头去嚼什么东西。
He says gum.
他是说这个泡泡糖，还不口香糖。
And she says to her boy, who gave you permission?
他对这个孩子说，谁给你的允许让你这吃这口香糖
to chew gum? You know our rule in our home.
你知道我们家里的规矩。
You have to ask permission.
你一定要得允许之后才能做事情。
Who gave you permission?
谁给你允许呢？
I asked myself.
这个孩子说我自己给我问了我自己了，我自己就可以了。
It was so funny to her that she didn't spank him.
这是很让我学的笑话，这他没有打这个孩子。
But brothers and sisters, when it comes to asking the best questions that will change your eternity and where you're going to be after you die, the best one to ask is who?
大家知道这个，我们假如想要问这样问题，我死了以后到哪去，我们能够问谁呢？最好问的、最合适的问的人是谁呢？
Don't ask yourself.
不要问你自己啊。
Ask Jesus.
就问问耶稣。
Check the scripture out.
你看一看，看经文是什么。
Have the Holy Spirit confirm.
让这个圣灵来印证。
Don't just ask yourself, because if you're off, you're off for eternity.
Yeah, 如果你问只是问你自己这个问题的答案的话，如果这个问题答案是错的话，你就离 永生没有份了。
So you want to ask the best. You want to ask Jesus the best questions because he has the best answers.
所以你要问耶稣，耶稣是最合适问的这个问题的人，然后他有最好的答案。
Now I want you to go back to the picture on Nicodemus.
我们刚才看看这个尼哥底母的图画。
Here comes.The wise scholar at night to talk with Jesus.
我们看见这个聪明的这个学者来问这个耶稣。
Nicodemus is a Pharisee.
尼哥底母是法利赛人。
He's a member of the Sanhedrin, the ruling body.
他是那个圣公的一个成员。
He's a lawyer.
他是一个律法师。
And he's a ruler of the Jews.
他是那个在宗教上的犹太人的领袖。
He's very successful and he's very prominent. He's an important man.
他是很成功的，他是一个很有名望的一个重要的人物。
He comes to Jesus under the cover of night, maybe because he was afraid that his colleagues would wonder why is he talking to this teacher? What does he want with him?
因为他为什么在这个黑夜的时候来见耶稣呢？因为他可能是怕他的那些同伴们在那里怀疑他为什么。来访问这个耶稣，这个耶稣是很有争议的一个人物。
How many of you know the day of your birth, the date of your birth? Can I see your hands? You know it.
你知道生日的吧？你都知道自己生日是哪一天的吧？
Some of you don't remember. Okay.
如果你忘了的话也没关系。
Well, that's why we have birth certificates.
所以我们这里有一个出生证。
I'm sure if you ask Nicodemus, when were you born, he might be able to tell you.
如果你问一下尼哥底母你哪一天生的话，尼哥底母大概是会回答你的。
His name on his birth certificate, if he had one, is from the Greek name called Victor of the People.
他的名字尼哥底母是如果是希腊文的话，他的原意就是人们的胜利。
The first part of his name is Nike, which means victory.
Nike, 第一个部分他是。Nick 的话，他的意思就是胜利的意思。
And the second part, Demos means the people.
第二个部分 ，Demos 就是人，就是群众的意思。
As Nicodemus comes and sees Jesus, he can ask him questions, and he can learn if he listens who this man is.
这个尼底母是那天晚上来问。耶稣问题的话能够知道这个耶稣到底他通过这个问这些问题能够真的知道耶稣是什么人。
If he learns who Jesus who's standing before him, if he learns who Jesus really is, he will experience possibility of having a second birthday.
Yeah. 如果他真的是学到了这个耶稣基督到底是什么样的人的话，他真的是会有这个第三个生日啊 ，sorry， 第二个生日就是刚才生日的复数的意思。
But if he misses fact and keeps missing the fact in his life that Jesus is the only Son of God who can forgive sins, he will remain under God's judgment.
是，如果他并没有意识到这一点，耶稣是谁的话，他并不认为主是那个可以使他重生的主的话，他有可能只是。有一次生日就像世人一样仍旧处在被审判的光景里。
So Nicodemus greets Christ very respectfully, calling him rabbi, and in Hebrew that word means my master.
是啊，尼哥底母在和耶稣打招呼的时候，他用了非常尊敬的语气，他拉比这个字就是犹太话里面就是老师和主人的意思。
Rabbi means the great one.
拉比的另外一个意思就是为大人物的意思，
Usually a rabbi is a Jewish scholar who is qualified to rule on questions of the Jewish law.
对，拉比就是在犹太人中间的意思，就是他能够回答有关犹太人律法的问题的一个老师的意思。
You notice what Nicodemus did not do.
你看见尼哥底母有件事没做的。
He didn't ask Jesus, which school did you graduate from?
他没有问耶稣你是从哪个学校毕业的这个问题。
He knows what he has seen with miracles and signs. Where in the world could you ever learn that in a school?
他看见这么多耶稣所行的神迹和这的异象，他知道从哪个学校你可能学会这些事情。
He doesn't say to Jesus, well, can you show me your resume and show me your credentials, please?
他没有问耶稣，你把你的学历文凭给我看一下。
And we know that in the Gospel of John was written for these purposes in John 20, 30 through 31.
在这个约翰福音20章30到31节是这样写过，是记载这个事情的。
Here's why John was written. Therefore, many a signs Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上。
But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.
但记这些事就让你们知道信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
What Nicodemus and some of his theological colleagues, they get is that Jesus can do authentic miracles because God is with him.
So, 你看这个尼哥底母和尼哥底母一起同伴的那些神寻学家们都是有一点是正确的，就是耶稣能够做神从神那里来的真正的神迹，因为这个父神与耶稣同在。
Nicodemus doesn't believe that Jesus' power comes from Satan, which others accused him of doing.
Yeah, 尼哥底母也相信他的耶稣来的能力不是从魔鬼来的，是从神来的。
No, Nicodemus gets it. He knows that Jesus' power comes from God being with him.
尼哥底母知道耶稣的能力是因为神与他同在。
And so Jesus is now talking with him, listening to him, loving him. He already knows his heart. And he says to him later in John 5, 37 through 39, he doesn't say, he says, the Father who sent me has himself testified about me.
是啊，耶稣那个时候已经知道尼哥底母的光景，他也知道尼哥底母知道神与他同在。这是就像在约翰福音五章三十七节到三十九节，耶稣对尼哥底就是记载的耶稣的这个话，差我来的父是为我做见证。37 to 39
And as brothers and sisters, as Jesus looks at Nicodemus, you know that he's loving him. You know he's loving him.
所以你大家看耶稣看着尼哥底母的时候，他知道尼哥底母是爱他的。
And he doesn't say, "You pore over the scriptures because you think you have life, eternal life in them." He doesn't say that.
他没有说你们，他说你们。他说你们查考圣经，因为你们以为内中有永生。
And yet they testify about me.
但是给我做见证的就是这经。
He doesn't say to Nicodemus, and you're not willing to come to me so that you may have life.
Right here. 39.
He doesn't say that to him.
他没有说你 No, I don't get it. Yeah, I know it. 因为你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。
So what he's not saying is, you won't find eternal life in this. Come to me.
就是耶稣就是说，你们在圣经里面，你们以为的里面有永生，但是里面找不到永生，只有到我这里来才能有永生。
Brothers, Jesus wants to give Nicodemus several gifts right now. He wants to give
弟兄姐妹们。耶稣想要给尼哥底母好几样礼物，现在他要给尼哥底母好几样礼物。
He wants to give him a personal relationship with Jesus. He wants to give that relationship to him.
他要把这个个人和尼哥底母的关系这个事情要给尼哥底母。
He also wants to give Nicodemus God's word so he can correct any false teaching he has.
所以他要把神的话语也给尼哥底母，这样的尼哥底母就能纠正他对神话语如果有错误教导的话。
And he's probably going to remind him John 6:63 when he says the Holy Spirit is the one who gives life.
他也要提醒尼哥底母，就是就像在约翰福音6:63里面所讲的，就是圣灵才能给这个生命。
The flesh does not help at all.
肉体没有什么用。
The words I, Jesus, speak to you, they are spirit and they are life.
好，这里约翰福音6:63是这样的，原文是，叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的，我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
Brothers and sisters, when you spend time with Christ alone,
如果弟兄姐妹们，你和耶稣单独花时间在一起的话，
you have probably had some times where when he speaks to you, out comes life and power and courage and encouragement. You've probably had that when he speaks to you.
如果神对你和单独时间花在和神在一起，如果神对你的说话的话，你就会发现你的这个神的生命，他的神的力量从你里面也发出来。
And so Jesus is inviting Nicodemus to come into that relationship with me.
所以耶稣就在那里鼓励尼哥底母和耶稣有这样一个个人的关系。
What Jesus says in verse 3 is, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣基督就像在第三章第三节里面这故事里记载的，耶稣回答说，我实实在在告诉你，人若不重生就不能见神的国。
Why do you think so many people can't see the kingdom of God?
为什么你想一想，为什么很多人，大部分人都看不见神的国呢？
They live in a world where they can see things, but they can't see the kingdom of God. What's wrong?
他看在这个世界上活的时候，看见很多很多东西，但是就看不见神的国。
Jesus is saying, unless you are regenerated, born again by the Holy Spirit and with power, you can't see the kingdom of God. You can't see it.
如果你不能从圣灵重生的话，就看不见神的国。
Not only can you not see it, you can't enter it.
不但你看不见，你也不可能进神的国。
Seeing God's kingdom is not dependent upon how smart you are or how good your education is.
看见神的国，并不是因为你在如果会读书的话，你很会读书，你就能看见神的国，不是这样的。
Remember, it is possible to have a 4.0 plus grade point.
你即使有很会读书，能够得到 4.0， 在这个美国的知识啊是 4.0 最好的。
To have that great grade point,
你是得了这么好的分数，
and flunk life,
但是你的生活 也是不及格的，
and
你的生命
fail at relationships,
你的这个不及格的意思就是在和神的关系上是不及格的，
and fail at handling money,
然后你在怎样应用钱财上也是不及格的。
So it's not about the grade point,
不是因为你能读书你的分数高高就有用。
It's about the ability to see what really matters.
真你最重要的就是说什么是最重要的。
Apparently my grandson see that what really matters on her birthday is you give your heart, you make something, you don't go to the store necessarily, you give from your heart. They get it already, I believe.
我的孙子就得到了这一点，他们知道在过生日的时候什么是最重要的，但并不是说他要去哪个商店有什么事情，而是最重要的就是和我在。
Jesus is implying to Nicodemus, the second cannot be bought with money.
这个就对尼哥底母说，这个重生是不能用金钱来买的。
This spiritual regeneration cannot be earned by working hard.
这个灵里的重生不能说你做了什么事用功的做你就能得这个灵里的重生。
This regeneration can't be gotten because you have good parents.
这个也不能说属灵的重生是你因为有一个好的父母你就有属灵的重生。
Or good grandparents.
或者是好的祖父母。
The second birth can't be purchased because you're smart or wealthy.
这个第二次重生也不能因为你是聪明的或者是有钱的就能拿到。
And the second birth generation cannot come from the fact that you come from a beautiful racial ancestry group like the Chinese.
也不能说重生就是你说你的从那个你是哪个族的，你是从那个这么美丽的这个中国人族群里出来的，你就能得重生。
I've told you I have 4% Chinese blood.
他还有是4%的中国血统。
That doesn't matter. I can't get reborn because I have 4% Chinese blood.
我不能说因为我有4%的中国血统就能够重生。
Prevenient grace.
这个就有用了这个字，它叫 prevenient， 就是在前的恩典。
Prevenient grace means God always makes the first move.
这个就是神永远是走第一步。
You never make the first move, even though you think you did.
你从来不要走第一步，即使你觉得你应该走第一步，但是绝对不要走第一步。
God always makes the first move in your life and other people's lives.
神永远在别人的生活，也在你的生活中，一定要走在前面，走第一步。
And his first move is to find you and tell you you are lost without me.
Yeah, 他的走第一步的意思就是他告诉你，你已经丢失了你的方向，你跟着我走。
If people could make the first move, they would start to boast.
如果你是这样一个人，你说我要走第一步，那你知道怎样走第一步，那你就会骄傲起来。
And the boasting would turn into pride.
如果是你自傲的话，就会变成了自负。
And the scripture says, God always opposes people who are proud.
神在这个圣经上说，神永远是反对那些自负的人的。
Brothers, you want trouble?
你要
be proud in God's sight and act like you're proud in His sight. He will oppose you.
如果你要惹一些烦恼的话，你就在神面前骄傲好了。你试试，神一定让你得一些教训。
Pride in yourself steals God's glory.
如果你是自负的一个骄傲的人的话，你就是。
Yes, you
have. 偷了神的荣耀。
You have to do your part. You cannot do God's part. If you think you can, He will oppose you.
但是你可以做你自己的那部分，但是你不能代替神的一部分，不然的话，神会反对这样的。
Verse 4, Nicodemus makes a key mistake, and you can see it.
这个第四节，尼哥底母是做犯了一个大错误。
What he sees is he can only see what Jesus said.Literally, and he can only see, he thinks to be born again, you have to go back to the birthing table, re-enter your mother's womb, and be born again. That's all he can see.
这个尼哥底母在这个约翰福音第三章第四节是就反映了他做了一个错误。从字面上讲，尼哥底母所认识的就是人要重生的话，就是重新回到母腹中，从母腹中再生出来。
You know this is an impossibility, right?
你知道这是不可能的，尼哥底母。
It's short-sighted by Nicodemus.
这个是他的眼真是很短见。
He can't see the kingdom realities yet. He's not born again.
他还没有重生得救，他所以看不见神国的事实是怎样。
And in verse 5, Jesus doesn't start laughing at him.
但第五节说并没有在那里笑话过他。
Or calling him foolish words.
他也没有。就那里责备他，你很愚蠢啊，什么的。
He realizes that Nicodemus needs a gift of understanding spiritual realities, and so he's going to take him deeper now.
所以他知道，他意识到尼哥底母需要一个属灵的看见，所以他把他们带，就把尼哥底母带了更深入。
And here it comes, verse 5. Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God."
第五节耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
The Greek phrase is best translated born from above.
这个就是从圣灵生的，从原文的这个希腊文中说，就是从上面而生。
Don't focus on water and what the water means. Don't focus there. Focus on the spirit born from above. That's where the emphasis is.
不要主要是看着这个里面有个水，以为这个水是很重要的。其实它的本意就是说，从上面而生，就是从水上面而生，水以上而生。
Water could easily be symbolic of water baptism.
这个水也可能很容易的被人联想到这个从水而受洗这个事情。
But if you're not born again and you get baptized, all you get is wet.
如果你没有重生的话，你只是去水里浸了一浸的话，你只是把自己浸湿了而已，但是没有得到神的国。
If you're born again and the regeneration is there, then the water is the symbol that you are a follower of Christ and that you're born again. The water didn't make you born again. The water is the symbol. The spirit is the focus.
他是看见这个灵是主体，而不是水。你从你如果从圣灵而生的话，你就是从水里，就是从水里重生的。这个水只是代表一个记号，你是从跟众人做记号，你是重生的。但是不是水是让你重水并不重生。
So what Jesus he's connecting the kingdom of God with spiritual regeneration. That's the connection.
耶稣把这个神的国和灵里的重生连一起。
And so he established the kingdom of God is a spiritual reality, not necessarily seen by the naked eye. It doesn't work that way.
所以神国是属灵的一个实在，它并不是说一个物理的存在，可以用眼睛看见，它不见得是用眼睛可以看见的。
And only through the ministry of the Holy Spirit is any person born from above.
只有从圣灵所做的工作
，born into God's kingdom.
所以人才能重生，从上面生，然后进入神的国。
So the new birth, the second birth, is not a human plan.
这个第二个生日就是第二次重生一次并不是一个人的计划。
It doesn't happen because somebody gets pregnant because they want to get pregnant.
Yeah, 不是因为有人怀孕了因为那个人想要怀孕他就生了孩子。
It doesn't happen because you want to be a parent and want to have a kid.
他不是因为你想要做父母了然后所以你就想要有一个孩子所以就生了一个孩子。
Physical birth can only yield physical birth.
这个物理上的就是物质上的生日只能产生一个物质上的这个生孩子的事情。
And only a spiritual birth from God gives you the real authentic new birth.
只有从圣灵生的才从神那里来的圣灵重生才能让你得第二次的生命。
The new birth is brought about by the Holy Spirit and unless he is involvedthen it is not the new birth that Jesus is teaching.
如果这个重生不是从圣所得的而重生的话那就不是耶稣所教导的重生的意思。
And in John's Gospel, this is the first time you see him bringing in the person of the Holy Spirit. First time you see the Holy Spirit.
这里看见的就是约翰福音中是第一次提到了这个圣灵这个事情。圣灵和重生的关系。
Now, brothers and sisters, you've seen that we've gone through that we're on number four, divine changes.
我们在第四章是就是说，这个尼哥底母从圣灵所得的变化。
Nicodemus is with the most perfect teacher in all of the world.
尼哥底母那个时候是世界上最好的老师。
Just two of them.
这个尼哥底母那个时候和耶稣讲话他和面对的就是世界上最好的老师不是尼哥底母。
Will Christ's truth, his presence, change Nicodemus? Will Nicodemus let Christ change him?
是不是尼哥底母让这个耶稣来改变了他自己呢?
How many people in history have judged Jesus incorrectly before they really listened to him?
有多少世界上的人在这个世界上真正听过耶稣的事情然后就不正确的来判断这个耶稣这个人呢
How many people have lost their gift of salvation by not listening fully and believing him completely?
又有多少人在这个世界上并不相信耶稣然后也没有仔细听耶稣然后他们就丢失了这个救恩呢
The two criminals dying on the crosses on either side of Jesus.
你看见两个罪犯就是在十字架上和左边挂在耶稣左边和右边的两个罪犯。
Both of them could have been with Jesus in paradise if they had judged him correctly.
如果这两个人能够判断耶稣正确的话这两位都可以在天国里与耶稣同在。
Only one judged him correctly.
只有一个正确的判断了耶稣是谁。
And Jesus said, "This day you're going to be with me."
今晚你就和我在天堂里呢。
The other laughed and mocked, and made fun of him, and he got nothing.
那另外一个就是在那里嘲笑耶稣，然后就是他什么也没有得到。
He got no relationship with Christ, which equals no forgiveness of sins. If a person has no forgiveness of sins, you can probably guess. They're separated from a holy God for a long time.
所以这个嘲笑耶稣的这个罪犯就没有得到耶稣的救恩，他和神就永久的分开了，他没有得到神那里来的礼物。
So Jesus is giving divine gifts to Nicodemus.
耶稣就把这个神圣的这个礼物就交给了这个尼哥底母。
But what will Nicodemus give back to Christ? What's he going to give him?
尼哥底母最后给回是什么呢？他要给回耶稣什么呢？
He can give him his full attention.
他能够把他的心思意念完全给耶稣。
He can believe what Jesus teaches.
他可以相信耶稣所教导的。
Brothers and sisters, all you need to do is to read these verses.For God so loved the world. All you have to do is read that, and then the vision opens up as to what the kingdom of God is about.
是啊，你要做的就是只是读这个神的话语，然后把你的眼目打开，你就知道神的国在哪里。
Nicodemus can give Christ his mind.
他能够，尼哥底母能够把他的心思给耶稣。
He can give him his heart.
他能把他的心给他。
He can give him his life so Christ can change him and transform him.
Yeah, 他能够把他的生命给耶稣，然后耶稣就可以改变他的生命。
Nicodemus can be led into a life where the Holy Spirit will guide him from then on into eternity.
尼哥底母就可以得到这个圣灵，能够这个圣灵能够指引耶稣，指引尼哥底母从那个时候开始一直到他永生，他都能。
Brothers and sisters, as we approach the new year, remember the gift of the Holy Spirit was what God wanted to really initiate from the book of Acts to today's time. The gift of the Holy Spirit is where we get our guidance in the church and the word. Holy Spirit is our ally.
是啊，我们随着圣诞节这个节日的快接近了，我们知道这个圣灵从那个五旬节以后一直到今天一直在指引我们，我们只要跟着随着圣灵的话就能够得到神的指引。
Brother, we only see Nicodemus two more times.
我们只看见尼哥底母在这个圣经中后来有两处地方看见他。
The second time we see him is in John 7 verses 50-51.
第二次我们看见是约翰七章50-51节。
And there he advises his colleagues, the chief priests and the Pharisees, that their law requires that a person needs to be heard before they are judged.
他那个时候就对其他的那些法利赛人说，那些大祭司说，在这个人被定罪之前，他一定要受一个有人要听证。
Nicodemus is giving Christ the gift of justice, and he's defending him.
他把这个正义这个礼物给了耶稣，就是说他替耶稣做辩护。
There's probably a growing relationship between Christ and Nicodemus.
在他的时候，他的心思和耶稣的关系也是越来越近了。
The last time that we see Nicodemus is the third time after which Christ has been crucified and has been, his body is broken and is in the tomb.
第三次，也就是最后一次，我们看见圣经中记载尼哥底母，就是他耶稣上了十字架以后，然后耶稣的身体破碎了以后，他要求要求埋葬耶稣。
Nicodemus joins another powerful man named Joseph of Arimathea.
那个时候尼哥底母和另外一个很有名的人物就是亚利马太人约瑟。
It looks like Joseph of Arimathea is a secret believer of Christ.
看上去这个亚利马太人约瑟是耶稣的一个秘密的跟从者。
And in John 18:38, he asks permission of the government to give Christ a burial.
他在约翰19:39的时候，他又向这个问要想替耶稣和有一个合适的葬礼。
So two men, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, go, and they bring. Nicodemus brings about 100 pounds of mixture of myrrh, and he's going to anoint the body and give Christ a royal burial.
是啊，又看见这个19:39这样记载，又有尼哥底母，就是先前夜里去见耶稣的。带着没药和沉香，约有100斤前来。
So if what we see as we get ready to close, Nicodemus first is an inquirer of Christ.
这个尼格我们看快结束我们就知道尼格迪姆起先是在那对耶稣有很多的疑问。
Then he becomes a defender of Christ.
然后他就替耶稣做辩护了。
Then he becomes at least a man who wants to bury Christ with a royal burial.
他最后他变成一个人他至少要好好的安葬耶稣是有一个荣耀的安葬。
Is he a believer yet?
是不是他是一个信徒呢使徒了呢
Is he born again yet?
是不是重生得救了呢
He has heard Jesus say some of the greatest truths in the whole world to him, just two of them.
Yeah, 他就是和耶稣两个单独在一起他所听到的就是世上最好的真理。
So brother, I have to ask myself, what about me?
我们要问问你们如你怎么样呢
What about you?
你是怎么我怎么样呢
what changes can we give to Christ as gifts from us?
我们能做怎样的改变能够做耶稣给我们的礼物的回应呢
What will our birthday cards look like to Christ this year?
我们给耶稣所准备的这个生日卡是怎么样的样子呢
Don't give him money.
不要给耶稣钱。
Don't give him a gift card from whatever store.
不要给他一个这个礼物卡从哪个店里买来的礼物卡。
Give him what he wants. He wants the heart. He wants my life.
他要的就是你的生命你的心。
I guess the question is, do we know for certain when we were born from above?
我们什么时候能够觉得自己真的是重生得救了。
Do we remember the year or maybe the month?
你记得哪个年或者是哪个月吗
I'm fortunate, I do.
我是记得的。
I think God wants us to be clear and confident when we believed him and when we were born again. It should be clear so that we are not uncertain.
神要我们知道让我们能够确定我们是什么时候重生得救的什么时候完全信靠他的。
And brothers and sisters, if you want clarity, especially in the days ahead, I know that there are leaders in this church, men and women, who would be happy to listen to your story or to pray with you or to help clarify a little bit more about being born from above and spiritually. I know that. I know some of them, although some are not here today.
Yeah, 我知道我们这个教会，教会的这个。长子呢想要听大家的这个人的见证的故事如果你是不太确定的话别人可以帮助你怎样确定你是不是重生得救或者是有新生命的开始
So brother let me share with you just briefly as we end Just like my grandsons gave me personal cards
就像我的孙子给我一个礼物这个生日卡的话我要最后向大家分享一些事情
As I writeChrist, his Christmas gift this year.
我在这里写基督是我的圣诞礼物。
I want to tell him that I'm going to follow. I want to follow John 8:31 through 33.
我们在这里要写约翰福音八章三十一到三十三节是这样。
I want to tell him and I want to ask him to help me to continue to read and apply and pray from God's word regularly.In my daily life,
我要对我的孙子说，我要你接着为我祷告，让我每天都能跟随耶稣，能够学神的话。
Jesus promised any person that if they continued in His word, they would show that they were really His disciple, and that the real disciple who continues in God's word would know the truth, and the truth would set that disciple free.
Yeah, 我这里就念一下这个圣经是。耶稣对信他的犹太人说你们若常常遵守我的道就真是我门徒你们必晓得真理真理必让你们得自由
If you are not free in relationships in life struggles if you're not free in experiencing God's peace it may be that you need to move into the word of God in a new way and stay with him and let him speak to you
如果你还没有觉得你得自由得真自由的话你真的要进神的和耶稣有生的关系然后让耶稣来真正的让你得自由。
And I want to write Christ a Christmas card and say, Lord, I will participate wholeheartedly
我要另外写一 张圣诞卡，是这样子的，主啊，我要把我的全心献上。
Wholeheartedly in the body of Christ, locally and globally.
我们在这里要，又是对耶稣说，我要把我的全心，把放在这个耶稣的基督的教会里面，不管是本地的还是整个世界的。
Have you learned that when you serve Mama Hu Hu?
你有没有觉得你这个服侍的是不是马马虎虎的服侍呢
？You lose.
你就失去了很多。
The body loses.
这个整个的身体也失去了。
The kingdom of God loses.
这个神的国也失去。
Mama Hu Hu is a very bad decision.
这个如果你是马马虎虎的话，这是很不好的一个结论。
Christ said either hot, cold.
耶稣基督说，要么就是热，要么就是冷。
Not Mama Hu Hu.
不要温吞吞。
That's the warning.
这个是一个警告。
Finally, I want to continue to learn to give Christ everything that I have, my heart, my mind, my possessions.
我最后要学的就是我们要 全心全意全人的爱神。
I spent a lot of years gathering stuff, now I'm trying to give them away.
你知道我花了很多的年份然后收集这些东西，现在我要给出去。
I want to ask Christ to help me with my time and talents and priorities. Help me, Lord, shape them so that we don't waste this life that you've given because we don't know how many days left.
是啊，要求耶稣，主啊，请你重新安排我的时间，安排我的这个先后次序，让我们知道我们不再浪费时间，因为我们知道不知道我们的将来的时间还有多少。
And Lord, the last thing, would you help me receive the gift of your Holy Spirit in fresh and open ways so you can change the pace that I live at.
Yeah, 主啊，我们要最后求主的就是，主啊，你能不能把你的圣灵赐下，这个新鲜的圣灵让我们能够调整我们每天不同的步伐。
Christ does not want to hear me say, 我很忙。
这个耶稣，基督并不希望听到我们说这样的话，我很忙。
Lord, I'm just too busy for you.
我太忙了，我没空理你。
I'll catch you next week Thursday for 20 minutes.
Yeah, 我下一个礼拜二我有空再给你二十分钟，让我跟你交流。
What part of all don't we understand?
是我们知道是什么呢
？He wants all of us.
主要的是我们所有的。
And as we give him all of us, we get free.
如果我们把所有的都给他的话，我们就得了真自由。
So what will your gifts be to Christ this year?
你给基督的礼物今年是什么呢？
Father, would you help us sing joyfully these very beautiful lyrics?
父啊，你能不能帮助我们在这里唱这个很美的赞歌
？Joy to the world.
这 Joy to the world. 这是个歌。
The Lord is come.
The Lord, 这个主要来了。
Let earth receive her king.
让我们全地迎接他的国。
Let every heart prepare him room.
让每一颗心都准备它
，and heaven and nature sing，
是天地都在歌唱。
Come, Lord Jesus，
阿门，主耶稣快来。